This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Aria.
Well, it is the
it is
election night wrap-up episode here of Free Talk Live. And I want to talk about the most important aspect of this so-called most important election, which was clearly Oregon, where they decriminalized all hard drugs in a nearly 60% majority vote yesterday.
Cheers for them.
That is amazing. I got to say, I didn't see it coming. I didn't know that it was happening. I had, you know, I'd heard that Oregon was going to have a psilocybin measure on the ballot, which also passed. Psilocybin, of course, for those who don't know, that's the active ingredient in psychedelic mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And that also passed, and I think it passed with maybe a little bit of a larger margin
on
that.
Well, the psilocybin measure, as I understand it, was about allowing it for therapeutic reasons, allowing therapists and stuff like that to prescribe it or something.
That's correct, yeah.
So trying to regulate it.
Yeah, so it wouldn't be that you would be able to just walk around with a bunch of mushrooms and selling people legally. It would allow you to go to a clinic that is state licensed for this purpose and then receive mushroom-based or psilocybin-based therapy. So that's a good thing. It's a step in the right direction. It's basically the equivalent of medical mushrooms. So that's that's basically what they've done there.
But the decriminalization measure also passed, which may mean that they can, in fact, just have psilocybin mushrooms.
That's what's so much more exciting.
I mean,
look, kudos on the psilocybin mushroom thing. That on its own is an accomplishment. It's a step in the right direction because, as we know, starting with medical whatever, you know, medical marijuana, for instance, is a path to legalization or ending criminal penalties for those things. And, in fact, four other states passed legalization through ballot measures, passed legalization of marijuana last night as well, or yesterday. According to Vox.com, just a quick rundown on which states, it was Arizona with nearly 60% in favor of legalizing cannabis, Montana with about 57% in favor of legalizing, New Jersey, where New Jersey Weed Man has been fighting for legalization for years. We had Weed Man on this program on more than one occasion to talk about the difficulties in the arrests that the state threw his way. They raided his church at one time and just targeted him over and over and over again for his peaceful marijuana activism. New Jersey passing the legalization of marijuana with nearly 67% in favor of that ballot measure. And finally, South Dakota also legalizing marijuana in a ballot measure with over 54% of the vote there. So decisive victories on all fronts for drug decriminalization and legalization. There's actually a couple other medical measures as well, including Mississippi, which passed medical marijuana.
Really?
Yep.
Wow, that's surprising.
You're from there.
I am.
The question was, should Mississippi allow medical marijuana? For voting yes was about 69% of the vote.
Wow, really?
Yep.
Good for them.
So it's not legal, but it's medical. So that's, again, step in the right direction. And then South Dakota, even though they passed legal marijuana, they also passed a medical marijuana. So South Dakota voting 54%, or about 54% to legalize, voting nearly 70% for the medical. So both of those.
Very awesome.
In South
Dakota. I want someone to spearhead the initiative to get these on the ballots in New Hampshire. I'm not going to do it.
Can't be done.
Why not?
New Hampshire does not have ballot initiatives.
Okay.
So anything.
What about at the county level? Because I noticed that like Manchester and a few other places had questions.
Okay. So I think that has to do with something that the city council does.
Okay.
I'm not real clear on that. I don't think we've. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We did have Keno. There was a question about Keno here in Keno.
That's right. There was. Yeah.
So that can happen, but I think there's not like a citizen-led process for that, from what I understand.
Okay.
And I'm not sure what the restrictions are on it, because as you know, in New Hampshire, although our listeners may not know, New Hampshire is not what they call a home rule state. So the local town government or city government cannot do anything, theoretically, that they have not been authorized to do by the state government.
Right.
So in the case of Keno, the state legislature passed an authorization for Keno to be a thing in New Hampshire. It's a gambling form of gambling. In this case, I think it's actually run by the state. But so they passed.
So it's a bad form of gambling.
Yeah. They passed this as an option, and different cities and towns put it to a question to say, all right, well, do the people of Keene want to have Keno? And the people of Keene voted no in that particular case.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it's stupid. Well, it is Keene.
Hey, so that's true.
Back to the news here, though. This is, again, the big, big, big news. So legalization, great. That's passing. It's now one out of three states, apparently, that has legal marijuana.
Legal recreational?
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing.
So I understand it. And then the big, big news, Oregon. Measure 110, which was titled Addiction Recovery Centers, is actually the decriminalization of personal amounts of illegal drugs. And that is basically what you're going to hear about here is essentially the model that's been in effect for 20 years now in Portugal. It's gotten a lot of media attention, and rightfully so. It is the world's sort of shining example of drug decriminalization and the success stories about it. Because whenever you talk about drug decriminalization, immediately the prohibitionists will come back with, oh, there's going to be heroin users everywhere.
You know? And that's stupid. I mean, it's not the fact that it's illegal that's keeping me from doing heroin. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that doing heroin is a bad idea.
Right. If you wanted to get some heroin, you could just, you know, go get some heroin. It wouldn't be that hard.
Yeah, I drive past a street every day where I'm sure there's plenty of heroin for sale. There's also a police department on this street.
Yeah.
That's not a coincidence, I wouldn't think.
Sure. And of course, you could also go online to the dark net and order all, you know, large amounts of heroin and not have to risk being robbed on that street.
That's true.
You go and buy it. So heroin's out there, and it's not going to increase the likelihood that people use it. In point of fact, it does the opposite. Decriminalization of personal amounts of drugs, as is proposed in Oregon, and as has passed in Oregon, is going to reduce the amount of people who use those drugs over time. It'll be a process where people who are addicted to those drugs are now not afraid to get help. We saw in Portugal almost immediately the numbers, like within the first year, the numbers of people who were going to clinics voluntarily to get assistance with their drug addictions was up significantly. The number of addicts dropped as a result as well.
Well, naturally. I mean, they're no longer criminals.
Correct.
Under decriminalization. They're just people who have addictions.
Exactly. Or maybe not even addictions. Maybe they just have a drug they like and they just happen to get caught with it. Right, because that happens too.
Also, very true.
It's a mistake, and it's a common mistake for people when they talk about drug use to just presume that everyone that uses a heroin or a methamphetamine or something is some hopeless addict. And the reality is,
well, I don't think that addicts are hopeless anyway.
Yeah.
I don't think that being addicted is necessarily a bad thing. One can maintain control of an addiction.
Well, okay. I see what you're saying there, but generally when I think of an addiction, I think of something that somebody struggles with, right?
Okay.
So, you know, you can be a productive alcoholic and I guess still be addicted to alcohol. So there is there's no real black and white lines here,
sure,
right? But generally when I think of addict, I think of somebody who has a real difficult time. Like the addiction is harming them. The addiction is making them late to work or lose their job or lose their, you know, loved ones or whatever. You know, a girlfriend leaves you, that sort of thing. There's usually some sort of consequence. Same thing's true of like a video game addiction or an ice cream addiction or whatever. But in this case, the measure, according to Oregon Public Broadcasting at OPB.org, passed by a wide margin according to the results, which are apparently still not fully counted, but with over 81% of the precincts reported, it looks like about 59% of Oregon voters voted to decriminalize all hard drugs. We're talking about cocaine, heroin, oxycodone, methamphetamine, LSD. I presume mushrooms are going to be in there as well.
Well, if they're legalizing or if they're decriminalizing LSD, one would assume that they're also going to decriminalize psilocybin.
I'm guessing it's not going to be a list as much as it is just anything you get caught with that would have been a prohibited substance. Anything that's prohibited to sell, for instance, because it is still going to be illegal to sell these things, which is stupid. But again, you know, it's a step in
the
right direction.
What if you use the darknet to buy them out of state? Is it illegal to buy these things?
Technically, I'm not an attorney, but my understanding is no, that the person making the purchase is not actually facing any extra charges except for the possession of in a state in which possession is illegal. So, yes, if you're just a buyer, there's no, like, buying charge that I know of. More coming up. Free talk.
News live. From news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin tops 13,000 and breaks its own record for consecutive days above 10,000. Satoshi Nakamoto, if alive, enters the top 200 world's wealthiest people. D.C., International Monetary Fund Manager warns of major financial reset imminent. PayPal begins selling and accepting Bitcoin. Bitcoin goes mainstream. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer. Peer through a glass darkly and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com. Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free if you want. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Aria.
We are talking about some of the, what I consider to be the more interesting aspects of yesterday's election. I really don't care about who wins on the national level as far as
Neither
Biden versus Trump. I mean, I will admit that I do kind of want to see the Trump drama continue. You know, I do enjoy him as a troll.
It seems to be happening right now on Twitter for anyone who wants to look.
Yeah, you said he's like blowing up or...
He's having a bit of a meltdown. like a legit meltdown. It starts out yesterday with him talking about, you know, how he's...
He's got this in the bag.
Yeah, and then it just gets progressively worse to where he's talking about Democrats stealing votes and making up fake ballots, and it's just... Definitely a meltdown. It's great.
Yeah. So, I mean, I will, you know, if he doesn't win, that will make me a little sad that we won't have four more years of Trump entertainment. But we will have years of Biden gaffes where he will try to say things and they just won't come out right. And he'll probably likely end up passing away or getting assassinated. So the cop, Kamala Harris, can take the office as she has been announced at multiple campaign events as the, quote, next president of the United States of America on more than one occasion, which is kind of a strange thing because she's not running for president.
It's kind of a strange thing.
Yeah.
I haven't heard any of that. I assume you've seen videos where she did this?
I heard one of them. Yeah.
Okay.
And she has actually gaffed and said something like that at one point as well.
That she'll
be the president or something like that. I don't have the exact quote. But.
Well, Biden's old and senile. It's not unlikely he'll just, like, wander down a flight of stairs upside down.
There's a good chance he could pass away or, again, you know, be assassinated or something like that. Because, you know, maybe whoever, if you believe that there's, like, you know, some group of elites, the Bilderbergs or the World Economic Forum or, you know, whoever is actually in charge of things and that people like Trump and Biden and those folks are just puppets, then they wouldn't want to put Harris in the presidential seat because people hated her, right? Like, she was the first to drop out, apparently, of the Democratic primary back when she was running for president because she couldn't get any kind of groundswell of support whatsoever. So they bring her in as the VP candidate with a plan that Biden's not going to last through the terms, put her into the presidency.
It's not impossible. I mean, there are some really dark aspects to humanity. And I wouldn't be terribly surprised to find out that one of these groups is actually planning something like this.
It's an interesting theory, right? So, again, there's not much to say about that. They're fighting over like three or four states, and it may be days and days and days, maybe even longer. There may be lawsuits. Who knows when there will
actually
be a result.
I hope we never find out who our next ruler is.
I hope Trump is the last president that the United States ever has, or the last president that New Hampshire ever has. Hopefully we can see a secession movement come out of this, regardless of whether Biden wins or whether Trump wins. I think secession needs to get talked about. It needs to get considered seriously, and there needs to be people promoting it. We need some of those liberty reps out there to get serious about this issue.
It is, because instead people are attacking the Electoral College and saying, oh, well, this system is broken that allows these rural states to have more impact than these large cities, or, you know, disregarding the popular votes results, whatever. Look, that's a band-aid to a broken idea. The broken idea is that all of these 50 states should be led by a single authoritarian entity in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Stop trying to repair that broken idea. So what? Trump won the popular vote, or Biden won the popular vote. That still means there were some 50 million or so people who voted for the other guy. Do you really think it's fair for those 50 million people, or however many? I don't know what the numbers are, because I don't pay attention to this crap.
It's not a majority, of the populace.
Yeah, and even if it was the majority, that still doesn't make it right.
That's
doesn't make it good. I don't care if 26 out of 50 states voted for Biden.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't be ruled. The other 24 shouldn't be ruled by someone they don't want to be ruled by.
I don't care if it's 48 out of 50 that voted for him. So the experiment needs to end. The United States is a failure, and we're going to see that's going to be getting clearer and clearer, I think, as time goes on. Protests already started in Washington, D.C., yesterday. So the protests that were supposed to happen, that were supposed to start back in September, the folks who had created the Occupy movement back in 2011, Adbusters, came out in the summertime and announced that they were going to do a 50-day-long ongoing occupation of the park across the street from the White House in D.C. It was supposed to start on September 17th, but it never did. They never showed up. There was never any post to Adbusters' Twitter page or anything, any of their media about why it didn't happen, or if it had been postponed, or anything like that. It just didn't happen.
How do these people just, like, go somewhere and not work for 50 days?
Well, a lot of people are out of work right now anyway, but you're talking about folks who are probably on welfare, a lot of them, and okay. So they're, you know, or maybe they're drug dealers or something. I don't know what they're, I don't know. It's a good question because, you know, most people have to work.
Or they're like rich white college kids who are being supported by mommy and daddy anyway.
That could totally do it. And if you don't have to go every single day, right? Like you can go for a few days and go home. And if you have enough people, then you can still keep people in a given area. So
what are they protesting exactly?
I don't know, actually.
Do they know?
Presumably Trump would be my guess. But I didn't look at the details. I didn't look at any of their campaign signs or whatever it was that they were holding. I just know that there was apparently at least one arrest last night or yesterday in D.C. across from the White House. So I want to get back to the number one most important issue, which is Oregon decriminalizing personal amounts of drugs. Let me tell you what this ballot measure that is passing right now and is likely to, you know, pass. It's got a solid 59, almost 59% voting in favor of it, with 81% of the precincts reporting. It's measure 110, and it reclassifies the possession of small amounts of drugs as a civil violation, similar to a traffic offense. So you can get ticketed for possession of heroin.
So it's like decriminalization of marijuana here in New Hampshire.
Correct, except it's everything. The penalty now is a $100 fine, which can be avoided by agreeing to participate in a, quote, health assessment. So some sort of state-mandated, you know, health class, basically, that they will waive the fine if you go to the class.
Presumably this would just be to determine whether or not you're addicted?
It may be some sort of a group setting. I don't know. I don't know what that's going to look like. And for those who are not actually addicts, which, as we were talking about earlier, not everybody who has a drug is addicted to the drug.
Sure.
I would suggest not going to the class and not paying the fine. Now, in New Hampshire, there's a couple options. They can either give you community service instead of the fine, because I don't like to give money to the government for fines. I think it encourages them. You know, you give money to the bully, he's going to come back for more money, right? Or you can just sit it off in jail. Now, I don't know if Oregon offers that, but in New Hampshire, it's $150 a day credit towards the total fine. So $100 would be actually just a day in jail.
And pretty easy.
One night in jail, and
can you
you're
choose
out.
The day?
Sometimes. Okay. It depends on...
I mean, if it was for, like, pot possession, I would imagine so.
It depends. Okay. It depends on the judge. I think you can, in some cases, do that. I know that we did have, I think it was a couple of the activists here, including Daryl Perry, had done the sort of check-into-jail sentence, where they were sentenced to a thing. They were willing to go to jail for that thing instead of pay the fine, and they were able to negotiate a drop-off date, basically.
Okay.
Sort of like checking in for the night, sort of thing.
I'm here for my stay at the Cheshire County Spiritual Retreat, please.
Right.
Do you have my bed ready?
In Shea Spiritual Retreat. 855, 450 free. Make sure you turn down the covers with a little chocolate on the pillow for me when I get in there. 855, 450 free. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Again, drug decriminalization, it's happening. And this could be the beginning of a very good trend as people start to notice that the world does not end after
the
rescue
dog had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and Levette wanted to do steroid injections. That was at a dead end.
DINOVITE.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DINOVITE.com.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden isn't declaring victory, but is confident it'll happen after all the vote counting is done. Biden securing Michigan and Wisconsin on Wednesday, which means he just needs to hold on to his lead in Arizona and Nevada to win his third bid for the presidency. Regarding Arizona, Jason Miller is a senior campaign official with the Trump campaign. He believes it will stay red.
We believe that over these next couple of days, as these ballots come in and are counted in the state of Arizona, that we could be looking at potentially, as soon as Friday, President Trump being declared the winner, or it being clear that he has enough votes to formally say that he will win the state of Arizona.
The Trump campaign also declaring Pennsylvania a victory. And you're listening to USA Radio News. With the election still hanging in the balance, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says another stimulus package should be passed before the end of the year.
We need another rescue package. The Senate goes back in session next Monday. Hopefully the partisan passions that prevented us from doing another rescue package will subside.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been negotiating directly with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin as Senate Republican leaders have remained largely on the sidelines. The United States on Wednesday formally left the Paris Agreement. 189 countries remain committed to the 2015 Paris Accord, which aims to keep the increase in average temperatures worldwide well below 2 degrees Celsius or 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit. The Paris Accord requires countries to set their own voluntary targets for reducing greenhouse gases, such as carbon dioxide. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can call in on our Matrix server over at chat.lrn.fm. That is where you can call and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It's Ian.
And Aria.
And want to make sure you know about Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has them. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. As we continue here, talking about some of what I consider to be the most interesting news, and that is Oregon. The people of Oregon voting nearly 59% in favor of ending a lot of prohibition on drugs. So they're not gonna legalize drugs, but they're going to decriminalize personal amounts of basically every drug out there: heroin, methamphetamine, cocaine, oxys, you name it. So prescription and non-prescription drugs.
It's certainly a step in the right direction. I'd rather see full legalization, obviously, but
I don't think I would, because full legalization always entails a regulatory structure. So I have to
I don't consider that full legalization.
Yeah, you may not. But when you use the term to legalize, it means to make legal. And legal is, you know, the idea that the system has control over it.
I don't agree. Everything is legal until the state says it's illegal. Making it legal would be undoing them saying that it was illegal. It's not adding a new law. It's just striking the prohibitions. There's definitely an argument for that.
Unfortunately, every single legalization measure ever proposed has included a regulatory component.
That's because people love their regulatory bureaucracies,
well,
man.
Well, number one, they love their bureaucrats, number the politicians. Number two, they also love their control. And they don't, you know, they want to control it when it's illegal, and they want to control it when it is legal as well. So that actually gives them, you know, control and the ability to make money off of taxing it. So to me, I don't want taxes. I don't want regulations. And I know you don't either. So I always liked, I think it was either Nobody or Daryl Perry who said that drug depenalization would be a good, instead of decriminalization, which doesn't ever say how far it will be decriminalized, because you could decriminalize it just a little bit, or you could decriminalize it a lot. Depenalization, the suggestion is you would remove all penalties.
I prefer just repealing prohibition.
That's a good one, repeal prohibition. Definitely like that. I also liked Nobody's proposal that if New Hampshire, which has yet to have a legalization measure pass, that if New Hampshire were to legalize cannabis, that what it should do is keep it criminal, but make it a violation with a $1 fine. So you basically make it unenforceable, effectively, meaning that if you get caught selling, it's a $1 fine. If you get caught growing, it's a $1 fine. Transporting, it's a $1 fine. And so it's not even worth the time to pay that fine, let alone to accept payment for it. So they're not going to bother to actually ticket anyone.
You don't think so? I think they will, because, I mean, the drug war is what keeps these police officers employed. I mean, without it, they wouldn't have anything
to do. But there's no money in a $1 fine.
There's more than $0 in it.
I mean, they have to spend money.
How desperate would these people get? Well, they're going to
fill out paperwork too, Aria. They're not going to want to fill out paperwork for a $1 fine.
Yeah, but the alternative is that the police officers are just going to be sitting around in the police departments all day, every day, doing nothing until eventually some bureaucrat comes along and says, "Hey, we don't actually need any of you. You're all fired." So I think they would be out there enforcing it, because some revenue is better than none.
Well, I appreciate that, but I suspect that they wouldn't. I mean, look,
I've been wrong plenty of times.
What I want to find out is, and I keep saying I'm going to do this. Now maybe the election is done, I'll actually do it. I want to put in a Freedom of Information Act request and actually find out how dramatically down the number of tickets for marijuana is now, because it's only a ticketable offense for small possession. Compared to how many arrests there were prior to decriminalization. So New Hampshire decriminalized cannabis in 2017. So I want to look at 2015, 2016, and get the numbers for how many arrests there were for cannabis possession, and then look at 2018 and 2019 and see how many tickets there were. Mm-hmm. And I'd be willing to bet, I've talked to at least one cop who says he thinks it's down significantly, that since there's not really that much in it for the cops anymore, that they're just not bothering with it. Anyway, that's what I want to find out. Let's go to your phone calls.
I hope that's true.
Larry is in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, I just want to talk about the election tonight, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, it's pretty sure that Biden's going to win, right?
I don't know if it's a sure thing. I mean, that's certainly what the media wants you to think.
And if he wins, you know, if I were Donald Trump, I would be so gracious. I would say, here, you need to take over right now. And if I was Vice President Pence, I would step aside. Because Biden said he can cure cancer.
Why would he want to do that?
Well, I would
tell him,
because people are dying.
No,
Biden has the cure for corona.
He has
a plan.
You don't step aside if you're the president, the sitting president, who loses a reelection. You are now a lame duck president. And what you do is you do as much sort of damage on the way out the door as you possibly can. And what I mean by that,
optimist over here.
Well, okay, I'm going to say this. I think that one of the reasons why Trump said that he was going to bring the troops home from Afghanistan by Christmas time is because that's something that he can and would do if he loses the election. So if Trump loses, you don't think so?
I think what the deal is with Biden wins, America spoke and said they want somebody that can get rid of corona. Biden said he's going to get rid of it in a Biden-Harris administration.
Okay, but you don't believe that, right?
But wait a minute. He said he was going to do it. If I were Donald Trump, I said too many more lives been lost from corona. We got a man here who can get rid of the whole thing, and then Trump should just step down. Pence should step down and say, y'all need to take over right now, this very minute, so that you can cure corona and get our economy back in and stop.
Number one, he can't do that, Larry.
Yeah, I'm not sure he legally can.
No, he can't legally do that, by the way the system is designed. And number two, no, he should be doing things like pardoning Edward Snowden, pardoning Julian Assange, pardoning Bradley Manning, or Chelsea Manning, pardoning, of course, Ross Ulbricht as well. He should do some, I'm
if
on
he
my
did
way
any
out the
of
door
that,
stuff.
I would vote for him in 2024, 2028, 2032, and 2036.
He should do something like that. At the very least, and thank you, Larry, for the call tonight, I think the reason he announced this Afghanistan pullback, like the removal supposedly of all the troops.
Well, Obama said that about Iraq, too.
I get you. But think about, okay, so here's what Lee, or Pecos Mountaineer, our Sunday night co-host, has said about Trump, and I think it's a great theory. That is that Trump is somebody who's in seek of attention. He is a publicity seeker. He's not as much of a power seeker as your typical politician. You can see that in the way he sort of behaves, right? Like he wants his name on the side of buildings. He's one of those people. He wants the attention. He loves it. That's why he's all constantly tweeting. You know, he's
that's
constantly
true of all
trolling.
Politicians.
Mm-mm. We didn't have a tweeter like Trump before. He's the first Twitter president, really.
But they all want attention, is my point.
Not like Trump. The presidents prior to Trump were all career politicians who had years. You know, Bush was the governor of Texas. Barack Obama was a senator from Illinois. I mean, these people are seasoned political hacks. Trump has never been a politician before. He's been a publicity-seeking person. He's been on reality television shows. He's got his names on the sides of multiple buildings. He loves the attention. So the idea is that Trump's motivations are different. Trump wants to be remembered. Trump wants to get attention for being different. And so if he can actually end the war in Afghanistan, then that will be a feather in his cap, right? Then he's the president who ended the 20-year-long war in Afghanistan. Now, mind you, he waited till the end of his term to do it, so it's not like there's a whole lot to celebrate here. But nonetheless, I think it was a strategic move on his part in case he loses the election that he can, on the way out the door, say, well, I ended this war.
Hey, I say bring all the troops home and polish the military while he's at it.
Well, he's not going to do that, but
if he wants to be remembered, that's the way to go, Trump.
I hope he's listening. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. Here it is, Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Ian and Aria in the studio tonight. Open phones, as always. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You can go to Bitcoin.com, learn about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, get the basics on how to get into cryptocurrency, because cryptocurrency isn't going anywhere. Whether you think it's going to be Bitcoin BTC that's the winner in the long run, or Bitcoin Cash or some other cryptocurrency, it's going to be something that sticks with us, and it's likely just going to get more popular and more valuable over time. Bitcoin crossing the $14,000 threshold, I think, late last night, and has stayed there throughout most of the day today. So it's not a record high yet, but it's getting closer. Go to Bitcoin.com.
Yeah.
I can get a big smile on your face, too, for our listeners who are not watching the cams.
Well, it's always good news.
It is. And Bitcoin.com is great news, or Bitcoin is in cryptocurrency is great news for people that understand financial freedom. And so go get the basics. Get started. If you haven't taken the time to learn about Bitcoin, take 10 minutes out of your life and just go to Bitcoin.com. Click on the Getting Started section there. We're going to go
back. They'll even give you free Bitcoin.
I think it's free Bitcoin Cash.
Well, that's Bitcoin, really.
Okay.
Bitcoin has to be usable as money to be Bitcoin, in my opinion, and that would be Bitcoin Cash. But I realize, yes, that was very confusing what
indeed.
I said.
Yeah. You mean like a faucet. There's like a faucet that you can utilize. At least the last I looked, they had that.
Yeah, I think all you have to do is install the Bitcoin.com wallet.
Is that right?
And enter your address, and they will send you. I mean, it's a negligible amount, but I mean, it's a way to get started with Bitcoin Cash. You can also buy it directly on the site at exchange.bitcoin.com. Use a VPN, though, because it's not allowed to Americans.
True. Bitcoin.com. Check it out. We go to Tom. He's in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Aria.
There's a lot of commentary about how the country is deeply divided.
Mm-hmm.
And this is true. It's always been deeply divided. It's just now it's just all more evenly deeply divided than before. There's always been conflict, deep running conflict. And the reason, a large reason, is because a lot of people just don't care about the victims of you know, their particular plan or agenda. And I think gun control would be a situation where the supporters of gun control don't care about the responsible gun owners who want to keep and bear arms to protect their homes and their families. And this is a sacred, very important right to the gun owners. But some of the gun rights activists also don't care about the families. They view the families of mass shooting victims as an enemy that just wants to take guns away from responsible people. You've got people who want, who don't care about the single mom who's in a crisis pregnancy who wants an abortion, and if she has to panhandle on the street and get turned away at a homeless shelter and crawl into an alley and freeze to death, they don't care. But then you've got other people who say, oh no, you've got to force nuns in a convent to buy health insurance that covers abortion when it's against their religion. It's just they just don't give a fire truck about the plight of somebody else, the victim of what they're doing, and they got to look over the.
No, they have a vision for what they want to enforce upon society, and yeah, they believe it, that you got to break a few omelets to
and
make
what they got to do
or make break a few eggs.
You got to look over the chessboard for nonviolent solution options, then start respecting other people's rights, you know, like...
Well, unfortunately, that's not going to happen anytime soon.
Yeah, they're not interested in that because violence is easier.
Yeah, the division, you know, you don't have to think if you use violence, right? You don't have to come up with any sort of creative solutions or talk to people or understand them or anything like that. You can just threaten them. And that seems to be the easy way out, and that's what people are embracing. And there is no fixing the United States. It's over. It's just a matter of when... It comes crumbling down. Thank you, Tom, for the call tonight. The best thing liberty-minded people can do is give up on this national politics game. I mean, Jo Jorgensen, nice lady. She didn't really... Well, I don't know. I've never really met her besides a couple of times, but she was nice enough. But of course, plenty of politicians are nice to your face. But she didn't do much worthy of note. I mean, barely cracking 1% of the vote in this particular election, from what I understand. I don't have the final results, but there's an article over at Reason.com claiming she is the second best result in Libertarian Party history, which, again, isn't much to crow about.
No, that's pretty sad,
yeah.
Really.
But we can get back into – we can get talk more about Jo Jorgensen here as well. Plus, you've got a story about some sick attack on animals in Denmark.
It's extremely sick, man.
So we can get
into
that.
It shows how sick human beings really are.
Yeah, so we'll get into that coming up here in a bit, too. We'll continue, though, with your calls for right now. We got Dean in Missouri. Dean, you're on Free Talk Live listening to KTUI. Go ahead.
Yes. Hey, I just hope, regardless of how this election turns out, hopefully it's Trump, but however, I sure hope that he goes after the Biden boys that across the waters, you know what I mean?
What makes you think he's going to do that?
I probably won't, but he started an investigation, which kind of got him in hot water before, but I really wish he'd pursue this. I think we have a lot more.
What are the Biden... enlighten me. What are the Biden children supposed to have done that was so bad?
Well, one of them's dead.
That would be Bo, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I was told was Hunter was a drug addict, and
we already knew that.
Yes,
I don't see that necessarily being a problem, though. I mean,
somebody
he's...
pull that off and make that kind of money overseas without some help from that. You know, this makes no sense.
Well, that's my point. What's the issue with him getting some help from Daddy?
There's nothing likely illegal about getting Daddy's help to get a board position on the Ukrainian power company. It's just nepotism. It's just, you know, back-scratching and political favoritism.
I'm not really a fan of it, but I wouldn't say it's immoral.
Dean? Well, the way I understand it is they're funneling money back and forth.
Well, maybe
is
so.
Is that right or not?
I don't know. I mean, I know that they did come out with some emails They did reveal some Hunter Biden emails or instant messages between him and his dad and him and these people over at the Ukrainian energy company, and it sounds like that he was using his dad to curry favor with the Ukrainian energy company. But whether those things are actually crimes is another question.
Well, it's, you don't know. But the other thing is, I also hear that there's other politicians that've got relatives over there doing the same thing.
Sure.
Now, if it's just there, where else in this world is this stuff going on?
Everywhere.
Why is any of it a problem to you, though? That's what I'm not understanding here.
Well, I mean, corruption is not a good thing, right? Like,
well, it's not necessarily corrupt to be like, hey, my dad's the vice president of the United States. I want a position on your board.
Got a point.
It's generally considered, you know, not a good thing to do, but it's not criminal, right? Like, it's not something that they're ever going to go to jail for. It's just sort of something you expect from politicians.
Sure, but I mean, if they're upfront about it,
they're not.
They're upfront about their motives.
That's the thing. They're not. They're not upfront about it. They're you know, circling the wagons.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Dean, I wouldn't get my hopes up about this. I mean, think about how many times in the past have presidents or their family members ever been prosecuted for anything?
If you want to see Joe Biden and his family prosecuted, get them to run for governor of Illinois.
Thanks, Dean, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. It's just, I know that, like, there's always the political fantasy of the side that does, you know, the side that wins is always
punish the other side.
Right. It's time. We're going to bring Clinton up on charges. We're going to bring Bush up on charges. We're going to bring Barack. You know, they just, they really believe that these sides actually hate each other, and I don't think they do. I think it's more like the wrestling situation where, you know, WWE, Kane gets into the ring with Bam Bam Bigelow or whoever the hell it is. You know, it's
I don't know either.
The WWE these days. I know Kane. Actually met him in person. He's a Free Talk Live listener.
Glenn Jacobs.
Yeah, Glenn Jacobs.
He's a mayor. Or he was. I don't know if he still is.
Good question. We should see if there was a re-election there in Knox County, Tennessee last night. I don't know about that. But anyway, you know, these guys, they act like they're enemies, but it's just an act.
It absolutely is. Anytime some major legislation comes up, they always find enough people who will cross the aisle and work with the other team to make sure it gets passed.
Yeah. So, speaking of pretty exciting stuff, we still have, I want to finish this, the details on this Measure 110, which in Oregon is now making Oregon the first state in the United States as of February. So it'll start February 1st to decriminalize the possession of small amounts of all illegal drugs. We're talking about illegal and prescription medications, things that you're not allowed, you know, to possess legally without permission slips or at all.
Would this include 17-year-old kids with alcohol?
Ooh, I doubt it. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to divvyproject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from divvyproject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. Divvy Project. DIVIproject.org.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.